Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
The massive cold front's blanketing large parts of the country, and with that comes a number of weather warnings. These include very cold conditions with snowfall that is expected over the southern Highveld and the escarpment areas of Mpumalanga. It will also be a cloudy start of the weekend, and that's for Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Isolated and scattered showers and thundershowers can be expected today. Pretoria up to 20, Joburg 18, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 17, Emalahleni 13, Rustenburg up to 25. And if you are going away for the holiday, Bloemfontein a maximum of only 11. Yeet. Durban 16. Cape Town a bit warmer on 20 degrees. The coldest place in the country today is Bethlehem. And the mercury will go up to only 8 degrees Celsius.
Traffic news. N1 southbound Midrand, slow moving traffic, and that is towards New Road. We've had the crashes as well in the Crown Main Reef Road eastbound at Press Avenue in Lone Hill. We've got a crash on Lone Hill Boulevard eastbound at Concourse Crescent.
The National Student Financial Aid Scheme has confirmed that online funding applications for the 2025 academic year will open today. The Department of Higher Education told the media this week that several changes and enhancements have been made to ensure a smooth application process. And two people from Taiwanese companies have been questioned multiple times as part of the probe into the pagers that exploded while being used by Hezbollah operatives in Lebanon on Tuesday. Questions and speculation have swirled over where the devices came from and how they were supplied to Hezbollah. Taiwan's Gold Apollo company has denied producing the devices. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 8.
Well, the rugby spotlight, as one could expect, falls onto both the Boks, who face Argentina in the penultimate round of the Rugby Championship, as well as tomorrow's Currie Cup final between the Lions and Sharks in Joburg. But there is more. Tonight we'll also see the start of the United Rugby Championship, but the South African derbies, which were scheduled for round one, have been postponed to early next year, and that's to avoid clashes, particularly with the Currie Cup. Tonight, however, we'll still see two matches, Edinburgh at home to Leinster, Edinburgh coached by former Sharks coach Sean Everett. In Wales, Cardiff welcome Zebra, who've been wooden spooners since the URC's inception. Both kick off at 25-9 tonight. Tomorrow, Ospreys are away to the Dragons. Munster take on Connaught. Benetton face the Scarlets. And Ulster play the champions, Glasgow Warriors, who are coached, of course, by Franco Smith. And don't forget how brilliant they were beating the Bulls in that grand final last season. They'll be looking for more this season. The Moses Mabhida Stadium will be at maximum capacity for the MTN 8 final between Orlando Pirates and Stellenbosch FC. And that's after tickets sold out within 4 hours of going on sale. Sales had opened at 10:30 yesterday morning. The final will take place on the 5th of October. And more Champions League action last night. In selected results, French club Monaco upset 10-man Barcelona with a 2-1 victory. Arsenal played out a goalless away draw to Atalanta. Atletico Madrid edged RB Leipzig 2-1. And Bayer Leverkusen thumped Feyenoord 4-0 away from home. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, thank you, my butt. I'm a little concerned about the cricket.
Thank you.
The Women's World Cup, the T20 World Cup, is coming up in Bangladesh in October. And the Proteus women are doing a T20 series in Pakistan at the moment. They won the first one really well.
Pakistan.
Lost the second one, unfortunately. But we have got the decider underway at the moment. Underway. And Pakistan women, 58 for the loss of one. They have literally just lost their first wicket. 58 for one in the T20. And that match is going to be the decider for the tournament. You've also got the Proteus men in action a little bit later today. They lost their first ODI ever against Afghanistan. And they're going to be Betrokke met Afghanistan. Tweeed van middag. Van middag is the second ODI, with the third coming up on Sunday at 2 p.m. Paula will keep you up to date on